Is that how it's pronounced? Felicia. Yeah. I do not want to sound like an idiot.
Felicia? Felicia? Bye, Felicia.
What is it called?
Fellatio.
Fellatio. And today, we are talking about fellatio. And for you bitches who aren't fancy, that's sucking dick.
You got me dying on the fellatio. Babe, you got some fellatio? Will be that? That's how you use it?
How do you use it? Is it the act? Is it, what is it? Like,
yeah, you
talking about. So, babe, am I getting some fellatio today?
I'm feeling some fellatious tonight.
Just made that up. No, I guess you say, yeah, you give fellatio. It's an act.
You give fellatio.
Of
that sounds like a so sexual disease.
Are you giving me
disease?
Some fellatio? That sounds, I don't want
that. I don't want
like, yeah. Your boyfriend's gonna be like, what?
I'm giving you fellatio.
I run away, like, girl, where have you been?
All right, go ahead.
And we are back with three girls, one mic. I'm Camilla.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Angela.
And things are getting freaky tonight.
Yes.
We are talking all about fellatio.
I like that word, fellatio.
Yes, it's a fancy word.
There's a lot of, oral sex is something that, like, a lot of people are scared to do, I think. I was very scared to give oral, even to receive oral, because it's
a lot of pressure.
Yeah, especially to give it. Me receiving it is just like, do I smell good down there? Do I taste good? Like,
I always wonder things what pussy
like
tasted like. Is it that weird that I
don't know what pussy tastes like? Because after your man eats you out, you kiss him and you can taste yourself on him.
But it doesn't taste like much.
He doesn't really let me kiss him like that much. And if I go down there, he would not kiss me after. Yeah.
I would be so mad.
Really? Yeah. If you suck his dick, he won't kiss you?
He won't, like, bush my head. But you can, like, see when someone is just, like,
dodging it.
You know?
Well, no, I'll admit,
like, I don't like a lot of kissing during sex anyway, so.
When I was younger and, like, I was, like, scared, like, I, like, tasted myself.
Yeah.
So I could know.
Dick tastes better, for sure.
I never tasted cum.
Well, I'm saying because it doesn't taste like much, so.
I guess we all straight, too, so gay people would say the opposite. Yeah. But I don't know, it's just.
I don't know. I don't like the thought of, like, licking something wet. Dick is good because it's skin, you know what I mean?
Tastes like skin. It's like it's dry. Mm-hmm. It's like real skin. But JJ's
but I
like
never tasted
cum. It's like a womb.
So like that's something I'm scared to taste.
And his stuff comes out of there. Like other stuff than cum. Like for JJ.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can control.
And if the girl has a lot of discharge, that's all coming out too.
Oh, that's
could
disgusting.
You imagine?
Like,
that's cheese. So gross. Ew.
But I guess the smell should be a warning sign. Like, if it smells down there.
Some of these charges don't have smell.
And if people are like you, they don't care about smell. So it's not much of a warning.
Are you going to start this again? Oh, my God.
People are not going to talk about smell. You're going to make people so grossed out about oral sex that they're going to be like, never mind.
No, but, like, my fear of oral sex is a boy coming in my mouth. I never went all the way to, like, have them come because I'm scared of how fast it comes down my
throat. Oh God, I have a great story.
Tell. Please do.
Oh no. Oh no. Okay. So, me and this kid, we were having sex, right? And we were just, no, so me and this kid that I dated, we couldn't have sex because his parents were home, so we had to be quiet. So I'm like, it's okay, I'll just give you a head. So, it was nothing like, he couldn't just come anywhere, you know? We're teenagers. Like, well, your mom clean your sheets. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
So he came in my mouth, and I get up to go spit it out. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not trying to swallow this. I heard he had mad calories, okay? Apparently, it doesn't. But anyway, so as I'm walking out of the room, I mind you, my mouth is full of cum. And I'm going towards the bathroom. His mom come to talk to me. And I'm like, with a smile, my eyes are like right open, and she asked me something. I just go like, and I just have to swallow the whole thing. And I'm like, hi. And I came back. I was just so mad. He's like, what happened? Like, I just had to swallow all that shit. It was the grossest thing ever.
Oh my God.
What did it taste like?
It depends on the guy.
Yeah,
like,
everyone's different, just like every girl.
Yeah,
but
was
it nasty?
It was a lot of cum. Because they were teenagers, you know, teenagers had a lot of juice. So it
is it like salty?
Yes, very salty.
Wow, tell me.
It's like sweat.
That's disgusting.
It tastes like sweat.
Tell me the first time, like, somebody cummed in your mouth. Like, was it, like, did you throw up? I heard people throw up sometimes. Like,
I'm trying to think. When was the... That might have been the first time.
It's not weird. Like, it's not, like... My fear is that it's, like, too fast down my throat. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't go in my mouth.
Yeah, it makes you gag. Because, like, all the pressure. And then, like I said, it's a lot. So, you get, like, a chipmunk kind of thing. Like, your cheeks go... you know? And you just, like, try to hold it in.
I'm so scared of, like, doing that. For real.
So, what do you do now? Do you... Does he just not come in your mouth?
No, yeah. My husband, he doesn't... He thinks that's disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were just talking about last episode. Like, coming on me, on my stomach or my back or my face or my mouth, he thinks that's disrespectful.
Yeah.
Is that something that he asked me? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't feel disrespected. My face, I never had nobody come on my face. I think that's kind of like...
I think that's a little much. Yeah. I have a friend who her boyfriend comes on her face and I'm just...
They have to like it because every single porn they're coming in the girl's face. So it must be...
I would feel a little disrespected.
One thing I did want my boyfriend to do, like, I'm just scared of it, is, like, I want him to, like, when he's doing it to me, like, when he's about a nut, like, take it out and put it in my mouth and nut in my mouth.
What?
That's normal, I guess. If you don't want to get pregnant. That's a good way. Just come in my mouth, babe.
But I was like, I've never heard of that before. Like,
I think some guys will be into that.
That's like, I think I saw that on a porno before, but it wasn't in her mouth. It was on her face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, I want him to come in my mouth, but I'm just scared of, like, so every time, like, one day we were having sex and he was like, and he acted like, you want me to do that, babe? Because I had, like, asked him about it before. I'm just like, uh-huh. But I never, like, got off. I never, like, let him, like, get off of me. You know what I mean? So it was just all fake. But
in the stomach and in the back, I get it. Because if you're having unprotected sex and you just want to, like, be safe or whatever.
But I'm not going to lie. One time a boy did pull out and not on my stomach, and I was ready to punch him dead in his face.
Cause that thing, it's sticky.
I was a little younger too, and to me it was just like, you didn't even ask me if you can do it. You just pulled out and you go, who told you I wanted that on my stomach?
Yes.
Well, getting back to, like, oral, does anybody have any fears, like me, like, coming in my mouth is my fear? Does anybody have any fears when it comes to oral?
I always get really tense because I feel they get too carried away and they go too deep, and I'm so scared of throwing up.
I was just about to say that. The throw.
I have a story. Ew, okay, so one day.
Don't tell me to throw up on someone.
I threw up on his lap. Like, seriously, I was trying to be, like, real sexy with it. Like,
I think Amanda watches a lot of hardcore porn and wants to imitate it.
And I wanted to, like, suck his whole dick. Like, you know what I mean? I was tired of just sucking, like, half of it. Mm. So
it was a big dick. That was a big dick.
My gag reflex is not, it's like really strong. Like, some people don't have it. Mine is like too strong. So I kept going and I kept gagging, but I'm just thinking, like, you know,
it's fine.
It's fine. I'm just gagging.
I just saw an interview with Emma Rose and she said that guys love when the girls gag.
Really?
That's like a turn on.
He's so scared when I suck his dick now and gag. He's like...
Oh, he wasn't your boyfriend?
Yes! Because, and we were in the car. He was dropping me off at my house.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I was like sucking his dick while he was driving. So like when we got in my driveway, I was like trying to like finish him off. And I was, you know, trying to go deep and fast because he likes that. But I couldn't handle it and I threw up all over his lap. So he had to drive all the way home. Like, as soon as I did it, he took off his pants, but he had to drive all the way home with that smell of throw up.
Oh my god.
Yep. We're still together, so it must have.
Well, you know what? Yeah, you were trying. He has to give the A for effort.
A for effort, for real, because as soon as I start gagging, it's over.
No,
like,
I can't.
No. Mm-mm.
But that's too much. I did have one guy tell me that it was the best blowjob of his life.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Look at you.
He was a little, you know.
Do you have any tips for sucking?
I think everything I learned was my gay guy friend that told me to, like, no teeth. Always protect your teeth. Be aware of your teeth. Because even if it's not hurting them, they're going to be tense thinking about it. And he said, like, I think it's weird, but 90% of the guys that did like it, it's like when you create a little vacuum.
Like, oh. suck it.
Like really suck it, have no air in your mouth. I guess because they feel all the skin. Mm-hmm. And they like that. And they go really fast. Oh, I also use the base. Like, I put my hand first and then my mouth. So that way they can just push it in my throat. Yeah. I have the control. And it feels like the whole thing is getting sucked because, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. your hand is there.
Especially my boyfriend tells me it. To, like, give him a hand job, basically, while you're sucking.
Yeah, pretty much it. So and if you keep spitting on it, you know, you have, you know, you just, like, it's everything is wet.
What about the balls? Do you suck balls?
I've had with someone that was completely shaved, nice and clean, no hair in the balls. I will play with your balls. It's okay. It's all part of it. It's the most funniest thing to put the balls in your mouth.
Really?
Because, dear, like, I feel like if you pop a ball, it sounds like this. You know? And it's just like, I thought it was hilarious, and they love it, but it's hard to find a guy that shaves everything.
Because I'm not licking something that's hairy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no. No, no. But they do say that you can't ignore the balls. I mean, I've never.
At least with my hands, I was. You have to pay attention to the
balls.
But
you have to be very gentle because I'm not the gentlest person. Like, I'm really rough and, like, not trying.
You are very rough.
Not trying to be rough, but, like, I'm just, like, my hands are heavy. And I tried to play my boyfriend's balls, and he told me, like, I was hurting him.
Oh, like we were talking about the DJ in the club.
Yeah.
Like, soft.
And by the way, guys, I'm asking Camilla all these oral questions, not because, you know, anything towards her, but Angela, you have said that you only suck dick one time, right?
Oh! I mean, since you want to tell everyone.
It was only one time. No, I don't. Mm-mm. So, I wasn't into the whole thing.
Why?
Yeah. It just... Because they never really cared. Well, he never really cared.
They.
It wasn't that many, but he never really cared either. So it wasn't even like in the moment and didn't even come up.
Because I say with Brazilians, like, and Brazilians don't suck as much dicks as American girls. We just don't.
And it didn't.
American girls suck a lot of dick, right?
They be sucking dick since high school.
Yeah.
Middle school.
They be like, even dick. For me to suck his dick, I had to tell him, like, because he was just ready, like, because, you know, you do all the foreplay. And I was like, wait, hold on.
Do you want me to suck your dick?
No. And then he looked at me. He was like,
oh you're going to give me a head?
And I was like, well, you know, I'll try.
Shh, don't make a big deal out of it.
Okay, so we're on cosmopolitan.com. And they have, it's an article called Naughty Oral Sex Tips He Wants You to Try.
Oh, God.
So, okay, so we have some tips. There are a lot of tips, so we're going to go over them quickly so we don't take up too much time. But we'll take turns reading them.
Okay.
The first one is invisible oral can boost your pleasure.
That's perfect for Angela.
It says a shocking number of women have trouble mentally letting go and enjoying oral. So try keeping the lights off so you can't see him. And you'll
see, but that's more for a woman, though.
Yeah, there's tips for guys and for girls. Same. So, like,
that is true. I love receiving oral, but I have a really hard time letting someone go down
on me.
It's just like,
oh, I have no problem at
all. It's just like pushing the head. I can go for it.
My thing, I think, is more control. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't want to be judged.
You have no control over, like,
that's the best part.
Doing.
Anything that's going on has nothing to do with you. So if it fails,
But I think I want to, like, control it too much. So I'm sitting there thinking about it too much. Maybe I should try to just lay down, close my eyes, and just pretend like.
So what do you do?
Like, I just look at him. You know what I mean? And I'm in my head. I'm trying to. I don't know. I think
the eye contact. Oh my God! When the guy's dumb, I cannot look at you. I'm so sorry.
I love looking at the girl.
Like
it.
I do not look at
I
it.
I like
look
it.
Look at it. Close your eyes.
I like no, looking I like at a it. Guy giving me oral, and I like looking at the guy giving oral. Like, I heard that's a good tip too. Like, eye contact when you're sucking dick is really, really good. Like, it makes everything more sexy.
Really? I'll try. I always have my eyes closed.
I'll try. But it's hard looking up and sucking dick. You're like.
And your makeup, like, especially if you're gagging your makeup, it's like,
and
oh,
if you
crazy.
Don't you think about how you look? Like.
But they like it.
Because it's important, they look crazy when they're doing it.
But they like that.
I guess. Oh, what's the next tip?
Oh, this is good for me.
So that you don't throw up next time. A gag-proof way to go deep.
Ooh.
you place the tip of your tongue on the roof of your mouth and then just let him hit the underside of your tongue.
Oh, so he thinks he's hitting the back of your throat, but he's hitting...
not.
Oh.
But that doesn't go very far at all.
Yeah, but that's not going to be... Yeah.
Especially
some people
tip.
With little mouths and stuff, that might not be too
little
bad.
Tongues. My tongue is very little.
Like if you have that break line on there, right? I just bit my mouth talking about this. Okay. I'm getting up so I can read the next one.
Oh, that's what Camilla said.
It's a suction one.
Ooh, so suction isn't just for hickeys. Many women have complained to our experts that they have a hard time getting off when he's down there because this guy doesn't use enough pressure. So they're talking about the opposite, suction.
Yeah.
Ask him to switch up his moves and try sucking on your clitoris instead. Ah, that sounds painful.
No, it feels really good.
It does feel good, but it has to be like, you can't just sit there and suck on it the whole time either.
You have to switch it up.
Yeah, you gotta switch. I think that's the main tip for guys on oral is you just gotta switch it up.
Because when you, if you're using your tongue too much, it hurts. If you're sucking too much, it hurts, so.
Or the guy giving oral sex to a girl. I mean, any person looking a pussy. It's like, if you don't love it,
Don't do it.
Just on top, like not
yeah, just.
You gotta get down and dirty and just go.
If you're not ready to get your face dirty, then it's not.
But
for
I think
you
even when you're sucking a dick, if you're not into it, it's not gonna be pleasurable.
Because it's all about the. I've met guys that would come just being down there. Like they didn't even have to fuck me just to giving me oral. They would come. Mm-hmm. If you don't like it, like you can see that the person is not into it. And it makes you uncomfortable because like, you're just doing this to please me and I'm not
being
pleased.
And you're not even
pleasing.
Because
we both, it's just so awkward.
And I've noticed that the best times that I had, when I noticed that my boyfriend was enjoying the most head is when I was into it. And I would know that I'm really into it because when I'm done sucking his dick, like I'm really wet. So, like, you know what I mean? It has to please you to please somebody else. Another tip that says here is you should have him at hello. A poll on Cosmo found that 34% of guys say they wish a girl would surprise them with oral when they walk in the door. Tell him to text you when he's almost home, then ambush him.
Sweaty.
I guess that goes for like the morning too, wake him up.
It's surprise, like it's surprise essence.
I guess.
I try to wake up earlier than my boyfriend to give him head, like wake him up with head, but that doesn't really work because I wake up really late. Maybe try setting it off.
Don't they want to pee when they wake up anyway? So isn't that going to be hurtful?
Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe I'll die.
One other tip here says, he doesn't always want to finish. Many guys don't actually want going down to be the main event. On another Cosmo poll, 54% of men like oral action as foreplay. I think that is very true. Like, my boyfriend is not... he never came in my mouth, but he never cares either. Like, he'll tell me to stop so he can have sex.
Yeah. I use it when I'm on my period. My husband, we don't believe in sex during your my period. And,
Our period.
Our period. Now it's their period.
Yeah. And, you know, like, when you get pregnant, like, we are pregnant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's silly. I didn't mean like that.
Some guys don't mind.
So, yeah, he doesn't like it, so that's, like, my little gift for him when I'm on my period. And I'm like, well, I'll give you some head. I think the awkwardest thing is just give someone a hand job.
I suck at hand job, so...
I've done it so many times.
First of all, how can you even do that without sucking dick because it's dry? Unless you have some lube and
stuff.
Spit on
your hand. Spit on
some lube. I had this ex that was a freak and he just wanted
to spit on your hand, you might as well do the whole thing and give him a blowjob.
Jay spits on his hand before he gives me a freaking hand job, if that's a thing. I don't know.
Really?
It doesn't bother me. At least it's wet.
That's weird.
That is weird.
But I have a hard time with lube. It's so hard for me to find the lube.
Yeah.
Can you guys believe he bought the icing hot condom?
Really?
It's disgusting. I told him and he's like, I feel like I put... What's he called in English?
Vic?
Oh, hot and...
No, the...
Icy cold Vic.
Oh, Vic. Yeah, he's like, I feel like I got Vic in my dick. And you know, Brazilians, they put that on everything. I'm like, yep, that's exactly what it
There's feels a, like. A tip here that says lube can taste good. If you're going to be down there for a while, you may get a case of cotton mouth, which can cause chafing on his penis.
Oh my God, chafing? That probably really hurts.
Lots of companies are making Who flavored... Who sucks a
dry dick? How can you suck a dry dick? Is your mouth
you can't? Maybe your mouth gets dry if you suck dick.
Cotton mouth sucking dick. Cotton mouth. You only get cotton mouth when you smoke weed. Are you kidding me?
Drink some water. I don't know. Then again, I'd rather suck on dry dick than suck on lube. To be honest,
it
guys.
Says here that you can buy a sample pack online of flavored formulas of lube at babeland.com.
I would just use mint. If you guys want
to try that out.
That's nice. Or you can use coconut oil.
But coconut oil does not taste good.
Some of them do. Some of them taste like coconut. I mean, if you like coconuts.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
That's up to your preferences.
Word. I just think that using
lube. You know, I saw on Instagram the other day a meme that was made a really good point. It was a guy saying, like, don't ask me to wear protection during sex. When you didn't wear protection when I was down on you. And this is something like, I don't know one person that uses protection during oral sex.
I don't know either. And it's just as dangerous. A good topic to touch because a lot of people think you can't get STDs from oral.
It's the same thing even more because it's more likely to have open sores in your mouth than down there. The only difference is that you can get pregnant. That's it. Yeah. But everything else
But you can get any type of
disease. Even just like from like oral mainly. I know like if you get HPV, you can get cancer. I know someone who got throat cancer because of HPV. That's scary. And the doctor said that it was because of oral.
And I mean, I think that for guys, I don't know. I never sucked dick.
Oh, it tastes terrible condom. Sucking a condom. Jeez, that thing is.
Ew! What's the point? That's disgusting. To
wear protection.
Oh no! But see,
because I know for girls, like
condoms are so nasty. It tastes like latex, and
the smell just turns me off. But I know that for girls, like. Using like saran wrap or like those
I don't think girls will make wrap. So much more difference. It doesn't I think make for a guys difference. Will be more
because like you can come like playing you know what I mean like
just rubbing
like on your from your panties you know what I mean like I've came from somebody rubbing oh God, just I on had this my relationship panties.
With this guy that was
but like, it's not even it. About coming because other. It's not that's gonna spread the disease it's whatever is coming out of you and as a female you get wet.
But
you
know I'm just what I mean? Saying, so
all
like,
of that, all of those. If there's saran
wrap on top,
yeah,
it's gonna feel good for a girl. So girls don't have to be scared.
They also have those things too. I learned about it before in school, in high school, with like the sex ed and stuff. It's like a thing that looks like a fruit roll up. Is it a fruit roll up?
I think so.
Long ones. Mm-hmm. It's not the fruit by the it's not the strings. Whatever, and it kind of looked like that. And it was like red, and I guess it was like flavored.
Hmm.
I guess you can use a fruit roll up if you want.
I guess.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, eventually you're going to have to throw it out. It's not going to work for that long if you keep licking on it.
You just need to make sure it's something that can keep all the juices contained. Yeah. Because, like Angela said, it's not when you come, it's just. Any type of secretion.
It's just the bodily fluids, anything.
Well, I don't give nobody oral sex. Even receiving it, if the person has any diseases in their mouth and they're touching you down there, you will get sick. So it's something for me personally. It's very like, I don't just do it anyone. Like, I have to know you and be comfortable with you. So I would never in a situation that I should have had worn like protection.
Yeah, it was always I think a boyfriend that
or something. But a lot I know like we were just playing around, but most of my American friends, that's the first thing they do before they have sex. You know?
That is true.
Now like, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff out there, options that you can protect yourself.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of tips on cosmopolitan.com. You guys should actually go and read this. We're not going to be able to say all of them, but there is a couple that I see here that I do want to read. There's one in particular because everybody, all of my friends, not everybody, because no guy has ever complained, but all of my friends who have seen me naked make fun of my landing strip. They think, I heard somebody, my friend once said that it was like, I look like Hitler.
You do look like Hitler sometimes.
Oh, God. Are you saying, what's it called?
But I tried the Brazilian? I tried the triangle now. So now I'm on a triangle landing strip. Not Hitler mustache landing strip.
No, I always got Brazilian.
So there's a tip that says, men say landing strip makes them want to spend more time down there. So girls like
I
me.
I don't care. Take it all off. I don't want nothing there.
You know, it's... I think it's a matter of taste. Because yeah. I've heard some guys that like nice and clean and all that. And I heard some guys saying, like, it looks like a little kid.
I feel like I look like a little personally, kid. I don't feel like no one's ever had a problem with that with me.
Nobody ever complained about my landing strips. And actually, when you're getting oral... And a guy, like, tugs on your hairs. It feels really good.
I like getting my hair pulled, not my pubic hair. So, I'll pass on that one and get my Brazilian.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't think my husband likes a little hairy. Because if I have, like... Because I don't get waxed anymore. Because I get so much ingrows. I can barely shave. So, if it's, like, 3-4 days after he tries to go down there, I'm like, oh, like... I haven't shaved, he won't go.
Yeah.
So I think he doesn't really like the hair. But especially shaved, it must feel like so, like
oh,
a beard.
Yeah, like
down there.
Freshly shaved, that probably sucks. Yeah. It hurts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't have a lot of hair, so I can't say. But this Brazilian thing, it's so embarrassing. Not all Brazilians get. I don't know why it's called the Brazilian wax, because I've known most of my friends in Brazil, they didn't take everything off. So that's a misconception.
It's of our bikinis and stuff.
Being so small, you have to take everything out. Like, I think the definition of Brazilian or what? It's getting a butthole wax. So you can wear that thing. I don't think it's about the front. I think
that's
it's about
the
back.
What Brazilian really is. Because I don't think Americans really get their buttholes waxed.
They
which
should.
I think is disgusting.
For personal reasons, I get my
personal
butthole
hygiene,
wax.
Not even sexual.
Because
oh,
I
so
want
let
to
me
wipe something smooth.
I was in the stand-up comedy show in New York with my husband, and you know how you sit in like a bunch of different table, like the same table as a bunch of people mm-hmm. sitting together, and these people ask him where we're from, and of course he couldn't just say Jersey or whatever, he had to say Brazil since he's not even Brazilian, like he's just his parents are Brazilian, but whatever, he's so proud to be Brazilian. He's like, oh, Brazil. This guy look at me, lights on my face, and he goes, is it true about down there? And pointed at his genital parts, and this whole place is looking at me, imagining my vagina. That was the most embarrassing thing. I'm like,
really? Like, was he basically trying to ask, like, if you take everything off?
Yes. Well, this was a stand-up comedy, so they're like, you're dirty,
but that's still like, it's still really personal. Like, this is a comedy show, not.
But you know how they get racist and stuff. So they're
comedy, everything goes. But I was gonna say, like you said, Camilla. That is a misconception because a lot of
Brazilians are really hairy. If you guys don't know, they don't shave or wax their thighs or back or arms.
American girls usually take all that off. But
whatever.
I want to read one last tip because I think that it's a good tip for giving head, and it actually helped me a lot. When somebody told me about the part of the dick where the tip. The end of the tip.
Oh yeah,
on the
a friend did
of it,
tell me that.
It's called a frenulum.
I'm trying to picture.
I hope what? I'm saying that right. It's like they on Cosmo they say it's a tiny bump on the other side of his penis, but it's like a little piece of like it's like a little line, like mm-hmm. if you on the bottom of it, like the part like
that cuts the ball in half.
No, not the bottom. I don't mean to say that, but like on the side that's like that faces down. At the end of his tip, it's
in
like
the
a
tip,
little line.
Yeah, the line that holds.
You said the
kid.
Bottom.
Yeah.
It's the tip.
I didn't mean the bottom. When I say the bottom,
the
I mean
under.
The under part.
Yes.
The under
it's
part.
It's the little
his
part
tip,
that
kind that holds the skin.
Yeah. That part, if you it says here, place the tip of your finger on it.
Oh no, I heard about like the tip
and
of
move
your
it,
tongue.
Yeah, and rub your finger over it. I guess that makes sense because I heard.
Yeah,
your
a friend
tongue,
told
like,
me about like using
part.
Your tongue over there, using the tip of your tongue,
guys really like that. And I tried it on my first little experience, and I guess he, I don't know what he
liked. I noticed that, like, it makes him move. Like, I
have to try that. I'll be examining it. It makes, like, let me look at this.
Makes his dick jump.
Makes it jump. Woo!
Jump. But yeah, go on Cosmo.com and read the article. Once again, it's called Naughty Oral Sex Tip He Wants You to Try. We didn't even go over half of them. There's a
put
lot.
Put the link on Twitter
so I they will, can check it out. I'll put the link on Twitter and you guys can check it out. And let us know if these things work. Let us know other things that work. But
all right, we got carried away.
Yes, and we're definitely out of time. So, I want to say thank you for listening to our show. And tell your friends about Three Girls, One Mic. Tell people, you know, spread the word. Let us get big because we're good, we're funny, and we love doing this.
And show us some love, of course, on Twitter, on Instagram. If you can, too, check out our blog. Our blog is the only one that's Three Girls, One Podcast. Everything else is Three Girls, One Mic.
But on Twitter, you can also find us as Three Girls, One Podcast.
Oh, okay. But it's everything spelled out, no numbers.
We're on Instagram, Twitter. We're on iTunes. Find us on iTunes, Three Girls, One Mic, all together, no spaces. But yeah, and interact with us, please. We need interaction.
Yes, and we'll be back Friday.
Thank you, guys. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
If you don't lick it, she gon' leave ya sticky face. Sugar so sweet, can I get a taste? Strawberry whipped cream on my cake. Don't I put a smile on your pretty face with my sticky face.